So my dear fellow alumni, I want to take this opportunity to first of all wish you and your families a ktiva v'chatima tova. Everybody should be healthy and have a productive year. I'd like to share one thought with you concerning the davening of Rosh Hashanah, which hopefully you'll be able to share with your broader family as well. In the bracha of Kedushat Hayom for Rosh Hashanah, we recite Vatiten lanu Hashem Elokeinu biyahava et yom hazikaron hazeh yom tiruah mikra kodesh zecher letzias Mitzrayim. If you look in 99.9% of all machzorim, the translation of yom tiruah is a day of sounding the shofar. And the Rav once raised the following question on that translation. In all other chagim, when we describe the day in Shmon Esrei, we mention, for example, by Pesach at Yom Chag HaMatzot Hazeh, we do not say Yom She'ochlim Korban Pesach, Yom She'ochlim Matzah, Yom She'ochlim Maror. We describe a theme of the day, Zman Cheruteinu. Comes to the Yom Tov of Sukkot, the name is called Chag HaSukkot in the Torah, but then we don't say Yom Shinotlim Arba Minim. We simply say the theme of the Yom Tov. It is Zman Simchateinu. On Yom HaKippurim, we don't say Yom Shetzamim. We say it's Lemechila, Leslicha, Ulekapara, which is the theme of Yom HaKippurim. So why then would Chazal, who formulated the text of Shmon Esrei, would they decide that in relationship to Rosh Hashanah, we would highlight the performance of a mitzvah linked to that particular chag? Why would we say Yom Teruah, a day when we sound the shofar, when on no other occasion do we actually describe a mitzvah of the day, but rather the theme of the day after stating its name as it appears in the Torah? So the Rav suggested that perhaps Yom Teruah can be translated somewhat differently. There is a pasuk found in Parshat Balak, lifted from Bilam's rather lengthy description about Am Yisrael. It happens to be included in Tfilat Malchuyot. It is the second pasuk of Torah for the bracha of Malchuyot, which reads as follows: Lo hibit oven bi Yaakov, velo ra'a amal bi Yisrael, Hashem Elohav imo, utruat Melech Bo. Says Bilam about Am Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not focus on their transgression. Their God is always with them. Utruat Melech Bo. Says Rashi, Ibn Ezer, and several other Parshanim. What does the word Utruat mean? Lashon Re'ut V'chiba. It's an expression of love and friendship. Affection that HaKadosh Baruch Hu expresses, the king expresses his affection for his nation. And that's an unusual description of a king vis-a-vis his subjects. Typically, we would not find that type of description in relationship from a king to his subjects. But this is the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I would imagine that if we treated our employers the way we treat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that employer would have very little tolerance for us. If we come late a couple of times to work, he's going to send us a warning and say, you come late the next time, you're fired. Yet, people come late to shul every day, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not overreact. And there are so many other things which we're not careful about, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have simply dismissed us. How do we characterize the relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael? After all, most of us are granted a year of life, opportunity to be productive and develop in the next year, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have found plenty wrong with us, as he goes to the videotape, could have found plenty wrong with us. But it's on account of the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu expresses his love, his affection for Am Yisrael on Rosh Hashanah more so than on any other day of the year. Hence, the phrase Yom Teruah means a day of incredible expressions of affection that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for Am Yisrael. And as a result, it is a fitting theme of the day, and hence in harmony with the description that is found in all other situations of the Machzor. And here too, let us recognize and be the beneficiaries of the affection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu unto each and every one of us. Best wishes for a kitiva v'chatima tova.